Carol O'Forey, yeah. East Coast Radio.
Welcome if you're just joining us just in time. Go and join us right now on Facebook Live. We are very much live, Jessica. East Coast Radio's Facebook page, and that's because we have the man himself. I'm so excited because the last time we spoke to him, we had to chat to him via the phone, and now he is here. The show had just dropped a couple of episodes in. I had not slept because I was just binging, and I'm talking about the man himself, Bongo Khoza. He is in the building.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, ahoy. How do you do?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Feels so good to be here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, in the flesh.
In the flesh.
I can tell the mic is clearer. It's not a phone line.
Right.
I'm in the building. We're live on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's real. It's tangible.
I'm loving it. Listen, Showmax first telenovela, the wife, broke crazy records. You were the first scenes we saw of the show. You were part of the first scenes, and everybody fell in love with the show. And I keep telling Rory the story because me, I must tell people, they must know.
Okay.
I know Bongo before Umqhele.
Yebo.
Right?
Please tell the story.
Please, I'm going to tell the story. So I do voiceovers, and Bongo at the time was working for Clearwater, which is a company that does like a lot of ads and stuff, as well as promos and all of that for DSTV, right?
Yeah.
And then we're sitting there every time. I see him, we chat, like casual chat, life, whatever. Next thing I get there, guy's like, you know what, Carol? This is the last time you're going to see me in this building, man. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you're like, no, man, no, I'm going to live my dream. I'm going to do what I actually want to do.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean? What do you want to do? He's like, no, I love acting. And I was so surprised. I said, really? Is that what you want to do? And you were like, yeah, this is what I want to do. And you followed a dream, and here you are.
And here we are. Here we are. I didn't even know you hosted a radio show, Carol, at the time.
Right?
At the time, it was just like...
This just this nice chick.
Yeah.
Nice lady.
And, man, that feels like worlds, I mean, like ages ago, right?
So tell me about, like, that decision, because a lot of us are fearful to change our chase our dreams. Because in that moment, you had a cushy job, you know, copywriting. It was fun. I mean, I enjoyed doing voiceovers with you. I enjoyed, like, being there. You guys at that company had great coffee. So
right,
I wanted to come for the coffee. You know, Muzi making the bomb coffee.
You know.
And I was like, ah, man, what's going to happen now? And then you're like...
I think it's the impulse, man. Like, when you feel that thing... I think also part of being an actor is that, like, I'm very aware of my impulses and, like, intuition or my gut, you know. So at the time, to even work at the agency, you know, to be a director at the agency was, like, a gut feeling at the time.
Right.
It worked. It served whatever function. But, I mean, like, towards the end, I was sitting there with another feeling of, like, maybe this is, you know, what I should be doing.
Wow.
And... Yeah, I'm not someone who stops themselves or like holds back on things. So at that point, I can see like anyone else going, no, but you have this job.
Right.
I was crazy. I risked it. I was like, bruh, I've got this feeling and it's not going to go away. Obviously, you test it, you feel, and after a while, you're like, yo. And eventually, I think I did a couple of commercials while still working.
I remember seeing your commercials, yeah.
Yeah, you know, so it was cool, like, maybe take a day off or pray that the commercial shoots on a weekend or something.
Right.
But then I got this one job called The Professionals, and this was, like, directly clashing with
your
this
day
life.
Job.
Yeah,
right.
My day job, my life at the agency. So it was like, yeah, just had to go with my gut, go with...
Can I tell you what the biggest thing I've gotten from people is... They cannot believe your English tone to your when you speak isiZulu. Like, it's like two different people. I'm sure people are like, who's on the radio right now? And I'm like, it's Umqhele, guys. Like, so I need to prove to people who are not on Facebook Live, who can see it's physically you, that Umqhele is here. So I don't know if you can say a line in that Umqhele voice.
Tina bumakeba, bonda bezita, gonke sinakho, sakusebenzela kanzima.
Now people believe me. He's in the building.
Oh, we can
everybody.
Go. You guys don't know it here in Durban.
Yes, we know it. We know it.
You know it? Can you sing it
with
me?
No, I can't sing along, Chami. I can't like it. So it's complex. Come, Lelita. Dogodela.
Dogodela. Ya papa njalo eh.
There we go.
When uyaqina.
Hey.
Yeah, but I mean, it's been interesting. Like, obviously, we worked in the studio together doing voiceovers, and that's where also my voiceover career kind of took off. You know, watching you guys in Simpiwe, It's where you guys really motivated me and inspired me.
Yeah.
So when people hear me, I mean, I'm an accent guy.
Right.
You know, you do accents too, right, Karen?
I do try to do them.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, I don't know what to say. It's like, it's another accent I got.
Is what? I love it. Well, let's go to the traffic then, and we'll be back with Mkhele. Okay, let's do this, shall we? Showmax first telenovela, The Wife, broke some serious records when it came out, and one of the frontmen of the show is in the studio. Bonko Khoza is here.
What's
we
up?
Know him as Mkhele, and we've been chatting a lot off air and behind the scenes. I want to really play people's voice notes. I get so carried away, and then people's feelings are hurt. So let me play you some questions.
Play the people.
Carol, you've got the Mkhele. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Like, my mind just, it load shedded. It's load shedding on my mind. I don't even have a question. Like, I'm so excited.
Here's another one.
Hi, this is Letu Tulanjanga speaking from Newcastle. The question that I would like to ask Mkhele today is, how does it feel having a role in The Wife? And how do you make sure as a person that your acting life doesn't affect your personal life as a person?
Nice question.
To answer the first part, it feels good. Yeah. I think to work as an actor on anything, on TV, it's nice. Like, there's levels, you know, you'll get a small role,
yeah,
or you'll get like a... You maybe get a nice role in The Queen,
right?
But then you never come back. So the position and all the things that I have, like a lead role in a telenovela on a big platform, it's a beautiful thing.
Right.
I'm very grateful. And what was the last question was?
And how do you make it not interfere with your life?
How do I make acting not interfere with my life?
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, I studied acting, you know. So studying the craft lets you know exactly what you're doing and how to do it.
Right.
And part of the craft is separating yourself from the work that you do.
Right.
So I work really, really hard on my characters that I can put them aside or beside me when I'm working.
Right.
And then just, yeah, living life.
Yeah.
Spending time with my wife. I take my wife.
She's literally here with us.
Yeah. We go.
You can see her on Facebook.
Yeah. Me and Lesego go everywhere. We try to do normal things.
But how is that? Because, I mean, I can just imagine, people are walking past you pretending like they're going to the loo, just so that they can see you in the building, okay?
Yeah.
How has life changed for you? Because when I met you, you could walk the streets, nobody's going to bother you.
No.
But now, what's it like?
I think it dumbs down. Before, it was bad.
Right, how bad? Like, tell me what's the worst.
Bad, bro. Okay, what's the worst, Nana? Yo, there was a lady at the Woolworths who wouldn't pay, who wouldn't let us pay the till. She works at Woolworths.
Right.
Not going to say which one.
Okay.
She works at the Woolworths. She won't let us pay.
Why?
Because she wants a photo and she wants me to take off my mask so she can, like...
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, yo, what's going on? She's like, no, I'm not going to do it. I know it's you, but I want to prove. No. I'm like, yo! and just, yeah, random people. There was a time in the club once where a chick was so wasted. She's like, I hate you, Bonko. I hate you. I hate you. Hey. I was like, It was a lot. But otherwise, now it's like, it's nice. It's fair. You know, obviously, there's like really polite fans, and then there's fans that, like,
they remember the bad you did as a
kid. Yeah, you know, then I have to kind of reassure them that, hey,
I'm a good guy. Here's another question.
Hello, Isar. This is Munashe, and I just wanted to ask from Bongo Khoza, Uti, what advice could he give to a young aspiring actor who just finished studying acting, but has no connections in the industry, has no experience in the industry? What advice would you give to that person as they step into the, or trying to step into the industry?
That's a good question. The best advice I would have is to not give up, you know. Keep going. The first step would be to get yourself an agent if you're fresh out of school.
Right.
Get yourself representation. Someone is going to put you in ideal spaces and environments to get you work.
Right.
But don't give up. You're going to need a lot of different things, you know. You're going to need a hustler's mentality. You're going to need, like, to be an entertainer. You're going to, and in different ways, you know? I can't break it down, you know, the best advice. When I say be an entertainer, you're going to need that at a dinner.
Mm.
People go, oh, I can only get jobs from, like, the casting director. Like, you're going to go to a dinner, like, let's say a premiere party, an after party, and you're going to be around directors and all these people you want to work with.
Casting agents and stuff, yeah.
But, yeah, you can't do an audition right there. It's about your personality, right?
Right.
So you're also going to need to learn how to be, like, a nice person.
And always show the best of your personality at all times.
Yeah.
I love that advice.
Just don't give up. There's a lot you're going to learn on the way. Just don't give up.
The big question is, November, we're hearing The Wife Season 3 is coming back.
That's right.
What can you share? What's happening? All we know, there's a lot of actors leaving. Who's coming back? Can you share anything with us?
Look, I have no idea. Because when I'm on The Wife, I get call sheets every day and... So that part of my email, I've blocked.
Okay.
I put that part of my email, like, away till we come back. So I'm not sure, like, I know we're busy with pre-production. That's last I heard. We should be getting scripts soon.
You're definitely in season 3?
Yeah, for sure.
Love it.
And as far as I know, everyone else. But I block my... The wife
email for now.
When I'm on, that's how I separate, now, guys, from acting and myself. The email part, I just put it away.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, keep your questions coming for Bonko Khoza, also known as the man who drives the yellow taxi, aka Umkhele. 061-792-9495. We are still live on Facebook, so if you have other questions, you can hop onto Facebook Live on East Coast Radio. We'll continue. We are still live on Facebook Live. That's East Coast Radio's Facebook page. We're hanging out with the star from The Wife, Umkhele. Bonko Khoza is in the building.
Vanaka Zulu.
Listen, I mean, your brother, he'll always be Ubuti.
Ubuti Mdali. He's got a hat brand out, guys. Yo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, check out Ubuti Mdali hats, please.
I love it.
Yeah.
Are you guys really friends like that in real life as well?
Hella.
Yeah.
Really, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's weird. We all had this agreement the first day we met.
Right.
That, like, we have to push this thing beyond this thing. If we want this thing to be a success, we're going to have to push beyond the page.
Mm.
And, yeah, we're still caught up in it, man. I mean, Abdul's my brother. Gwenzo's my brother. Tulani's my brother. We call each other for no reason. You know, Abosweli, Shabuma Ishi, Putum Tala, every time we call on the phone, always says he loves me. I always tell him, I love him. Yeah, I love you too, bro. You know
right.
What I mean? It's that kind of love, yeah.
Yeah.
It's real, real.
I also love the first time we spoke about it, people were impressed with your Zulu because, you know, there's a big difference between Joburg Zulu and KZN Zulu.
Yeah.
And you mentioned how your brothers on the show also helped you find it because you're not from KZN. Yeah. And a lot of people think you are from KZN because of how well you immersed yourself in the character and the language.
Yeah. Yeah, look, it started off with my dad. So my dad helped me translate, like, the auditions and the callbacks. And then when I started working, I just kind of identified all my Zulu, Durban Zulu friends before we started shooting and just hung out with them. And then, yeah, on set, Ubuti Mdali, number one. Monji is very, I think he's even not a teacher, like a Zulu teacher, but he writes books, Zulu books.
Okay.
So he's got rich Zulu. So Elisha is like from Makaya. He's straight up from Makaya. So he's got like strong Zulu. And everyone, even Abdul, like it's a good space for me personally, as someone whose KZN Zulu is not that strong.
Right.
To be like, it was a nourishing space for me because I can just look at the person next to me and be like, yo,
Gwenja,
how do I say this? Or Gwenja, how can we make this?
Right.
Work a certain way, but yeah.
Congratulations on your first ever South African television, film, and TV nomination. Best actor.
Thank you.
We want you to pick up that statue. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, man, I'm grateful, dude. I'm grateful. I think the biggest thing for me is just knowing that the work you do is being acknowledged. A lot of the work that we do as actors is you never know until you put it in the take.
Yeah.
So we prepare all this stuff. Then once I'm at action, that's when you show the work. Or you also yourself get to see if this thing is working that you've planned at home and all your notebooks and method acting, whatever.
Right.
So for me, the win already for me is that, like, I tried something crazy, you know, in my life. Which I threw myself in the deep end for a reason.
For a reason.
You know, it wasn't all for nothing because, yeah, it wasn't easy.
Wow.
In the beginning, but I'm grateful, man. I'm super grateful.
And on a grateful note, we leave it. Bonko Khoza, congratulations.
Thank you.
We look forward to November seeing you back on The Wife on Showmax.
Thank you.
Thank you for honoring this interview and really coming through. I mean, when we spoke on the phone and you said, Carol, I promise you when I'm in KZN, I'm coming in studio.
I promised you.
And here you are.
Yeah, thank you for having me, man.
But
thank
I won't you. Let you go just like that. So,
yeah.
Because people need to know Mkhele was here,
yeah.
I just want you to sign off the show, say bye to the people, thank them for supporting you in your Mkhele vibes, and then I'm going to fire the bye-bye.
Okay, I guess bongeni, bonga balaleli, la eThekwini, nasegoli, la nikhona, siyanibonga, siyanthanda, thina sonke nje somageba, we can't wait to be back on your screens, see you in November, bafethu,
Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.